Blog Talk Radio.
Who catches your eye? What turns you on? What tickles your fancy? We talk about it all, from the girl next door or the boy down the block. We're all talk. Put the pedal to the pedal. Sweet perfume and leather jackets with your host, Jill Reed. It's Moving Monday. Moving on to what? What are we moving into? What do I mean by move? Move it. Move it or lose it. Move it. Jump. Break a lung. Just do it. Move. Don't sit. Somehow move. Oh my gosh, we live in a world of movement. We can be animated. We're pretty amazing characters. We're pretty amazing creatures. So, why would we ever sit still? Why? You know when we should sit still? When we're thinking. When we're thinking about what we want to do next. When we realize that, oh, yeah, if I do that now, then this could work. Or if I do that now, wow, that won't work. We can turn on the switch, turn on the water. We have the ability to do so many more things in our movement than ever in the history of human beings, ever in the history of conscious life. And we can be the subject to someone, or someone can be the subject to us. But why would we ever allow that? Why would we ever want to be controlled by another being or control another being? That doesn't make a lot of sense, does it? So it's moving a Monday or Monday move. What kind of moves will you make today? What will you do to guide your life? Boy, it's still nice enough that I can wear shorts. You're not looking at my legs today. And I'm thinking, oh, boy, there's proof of you moving something. You see, I help operate as a volunteer at a store, a resale store. And there's always something to move. There's always something that needs done. There's some way to make money. And I'm the type of lady that always going to try to move my life forward somehow, some way. And I have bruises up and down my legs. I must have really moved some things last week. Well, I don't know, but I think those bruises mean that my body probably has to work overtime to heal up. Those bruises on my body. You know, I can think about how I have people on my list of people I know who don't really have to do much with their body to live their life. They live within their mind and they act upon what they need to, but they're not the type of people that do physical labor. They do less physical labor, so they're probably not so hard on their body as the people who do the physical labor. I have some people like that too, that do really hard labor. They work really, really hard, and every day their poor body says, oh, hello, did we really need to do that again? We need to repeat that exercise. looking at those bruises on my body, I know that somehow, some way,
my body has to heal those.
It has to heal those. Some spot that came from damaging my own body to do something. And now I can think about a lady who's, oh gosh, she must be over 90 by now. Oh yeah, I would say she's over 90. Who looks really, really good. She looks a lot better than many people her age. She doesn't have to flush out a lot of toxins because she married a guy who did really well. He did well in his life. And so he was protected from having to do things that some of the women who married husbands who didn't do as well and require they do some kind of job that might require that they use their body more often, put themselves through. This lady had a husband who did well, and she's had a pretty cushy life. She got to do what she wanted to do. She raised her children, and she gets to travel, and she's had a pretty good life. She's 90-some, and she's in my hometown. And when my children got to meet her, they're like, so who's that? Because we were at a wedding. Who's that? Who's that? Who's that? I said, oh, that lady there? She's the uncle of, oh, that lady there? She's the sister of. No way, Mom. No way, Mom. Did you hear me? I said, she's the uncle of. Good, you caught me on that. She couldn't be the uncle of someone. She would be the aunt of someone. Okay. Silly me. Silly you. I'm so glad you're awake this morning. You know, we have relationships, right? We have relationships to people. We have relationships to days of the week. Seriously. What the heck? I have a relationship to Monday that's different than my relationship to Sunday, right? I have a relationship to a day in the week. How in the world does human beings do that? Because we followed. We followed and we created systems. That's what's cool about it. We can create the coolest thing. We can create cars. We create relationships to everything. So, my chapter today, of course, was Monday Moon, the Moon of Monday or something. I'm not even sure how I titled it exactly, but the thought behind it is what you do to move yourself and to move things and people, even move to different places, can matter in your life. Because there is such a thing as mind over matter. There is such a thing as being in control in your life or being out of control in your life. It's so easy to just point a finger at someone else. You know. Now, I can look at those ladies that my son, who was in his 20s, probably at the time, somewhere near it. He was just in disbelief that either one of those ladies could be the age they were in relationship to someone he had known in his life since he was an infant. There's no way he could see that the one could be an aunt or the other one could be a sister. Because they both looked so darn good. Just good-looking women, and they were, like I said, the lady was probably pushing 90 at the time. But she looked to be about 60. And the other one, who was pushing 60, looked about 30. And I really mean that. But each one of them didn't live in physical labor, not that much. Most of their time was spent in their mind and doing things that didn't cause a lot of damage to their physical body. And all I'm doing is telling you this because we live in a time where not only the ladies, but the men can do jobs that require the use of their mind, which we have. We have consciousness, we have this awareness, we go to higher levels of learning, that's us. How incredible it feels when we do break through to another level of awareness. Wow, right? Wow, you know those moments when we go, aha, it feels so good. Did that right, nailed that one. Got it down right, I could do that, I knew it. And we have those moments where it seems like every day is going up the stairs much harder than going down. But no, that depends upon who you are in the condition of your body, I guess. But sometimes it feels like what we're doing is an effort, and sometimes it seems like we're doing things effortlessly. You know what I mean? You have certain things that require effort from you, and some things you can do with no problem at all. You just do them. No problem at all. So the big thing is, what will you do today to move yourself forward without an expectation on someone else? Because what if tomorrow you woke up and that someone else wasn't in your life? What would you do? How would you react to that news? Would you react or would you respond? Well, most likely, if the person you'd been around for quite some time and you had used to get the things you have, and maybe they'd used you too, that happens. If that person was no longer in your life, you'd probably react because, you know, maybe they're dead. Maybe they're just not there anymore. They just disappeared on you. They said, so long, sucker face. Oh, no, they didn't even say so long, sucker face. They just disappeared. Somebody's intent on get a hold of me right now. Probably they're a salesperson, but I've got to give them credit because they waited until after 9 a.m. And, you know, sometimes my phone rings with people that aren't thinking. They just react to a thought that comes in their head, and they don't think about where the phone rings. They might call at whatever hour they feel like calling, and they can wake up a whole household. Now, how immature of a thought is that? To not think before you act? Golly, when we were children, we thought things through maybe better than we do as adults. Thinking things through. Like, I'm thinking about how my cup of coffee is probably almost ready, and that wonderful cup of decaf coffee with this nice aroma that I smell is worth me climbing back down the stairs. Oh my, somebody just called me 3 times while I've been hosting my radio show. Or 3 people have called. But you see, I'm not going to just break and run from you to answer that phone. No. Not at all. I might look over on the counter and see that my cayenne pepper is on the counter and know that it's time for me to take my cayenne pepper for the day. That's good for my heart. I would never want to have a heart attack, would you? It's not something that any of us would look forward to. When I was a little kid, most of the people that had heart attacks, heart attacks, well, I don't know if I can say most. The people that I knew that had heart attacks quite frequently died from them. We had neighbors. This thing nearly was what we heard of. And I'm sure there were women that had heart attacks too, but maybe we didn't know they were heart attacks. We learned a lot more about medicine and the body. If I was a little girl, we learned a whole lot more. But what I know? Oh my God, who's calling me? Seriously, it's a good Monday, huh? Smooth Monday. Phone is ringing again. I think they think they're getting the wrong phone number. So, you know, maybe if they call back the fifth time, you see I have the phone forwarded to me right now. Because I was on the move over the weekend. I was moving on the weekend. I was doing things. By moving, I mean that. Not moving from my location. But I was busy. I had people come to visit. So, can you hear my phone? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? I figure I can at least take the time to stop the phone from ringing in my ear while I'm talking to you. I can make that slight move to stop them from calling me, right? They can reach the other phone and leave a message and not be confused by the phone number that they reached, right? They're going, how in the world am I getting that phone number? I'm dialing this. Even though we've been able to do that call forwarding for years, we still get confused when we know we did something and we receive something else. Because that's what happens in technology. You can be rerouted to another website. You might think you're going over to check out how to grow long fingernails, and you end up finding out about how to grow something else bigger. And you end up on a porn site. Oh my God, that's called Moving Monday. Moving on. Well, you can stay there if you want to, or you can go play somewhere else. That's your choice. Technology takes us places that we only dreamed of in our minds when we were little kids. The world is full of wonder because we conscious beings create such wonderful things for each other. Like, do you save your coins? Or you just keep spending that spare change? I love to save my change. I'm looking across the room and going, wow, I have two containers full of change right now. And it piled up so quickly. And I can't help but wonder, how much do I have in there? What can I do with that money? I would almost think that it might pay for all the gasoline for me to go to Washington, D.C. to speak in a couple of weeks. And then that's kind of exciting because you go, wow, I didn't even feel that. I got to go and I didn't even feel any pressure because I was asked to speak, because I was nominated for actions that I took, for moving myself and creating movements. I got a nomination. Now, I can look at the other people and think, oh my gosh, I haven't done near what they've done. But the other people, they think, oh my God, I've never done as much as she's done. And you see, that's the problem with comparing ourselves to another human being. We can feel less, or we can feel more. I mean, what the heck's that about? It shouldn't matter. I know people that would try to compete with me. Why? Why would you do that? Why would I try to compete with someone else? No. No way. I just couldn't. I mean, I kind of like a book. I can look across the room and I see a book. I don't really know who made this book, but I like it. 365 Ways to Walk. Walk. W-O-K. I can have a different meal every day of the year from that book. I don't have to think too hard about a recipe if I want to use that book every day of the year. It's just an easy road, right? But it's so easy to get wrapped up in what someone else is doing or failing to do that sometimes we get lost in the process of living life. Moving Monday. What does it mean to move? How do we move and why? We move because the mind causes us to move. Pretty cool, right? The mind makes the physical body move. Man, do we think quickly, huh? Think about that speed. I make a decision that I'm going to get up from wherever I'm sitting, and I'm going to a new place, somewhere else. And before I know it, I'm there. I make a decision that I want to learn a new subject. And I click my fingers on a computer, and I'm learning something new. I'm in a meeting, and we bring up a topic. We have an acronym for something, and we want to know what it means. Someone goes onto their phone, and we have an answer. In a matter of seconds, not even a minute, we have several answers to a question. In years back, our ancestors studied things for the longest periods of time to understand how something moves. They moved because the weather changed. They moved because the conditions of the environment they were in were not going to be conducive to life and living, conducive to their survival, finding the foods they needed to eat, having the temperature that their bodies could survive in. And today we take all that for granted because we can jump into a vehicle to get out of a storm. We can drive the vehicle to a warmer climate or get into another vehicle, a plane for instance, to go to a warmer climate during seasons when we don't want to spend time where it's cold in the winter. We can work from our homes because there are more and more jobs that require the use of the mind to make money as opposed to our backs, our bodies, back-breaking labor. So we can hire someone to move the things that we need moved, and we will have less bruising and will cause less strain on our body. But we can move those things, certainly. But we have to think about, what are we doing with our life? Do we want our movements to be easy? As in, we think before we move? Or do we want to just make a move and then go, oh, why did I do that? Wouldn't it have been easier if I would have put a sheet down on the floor and creeped it underneath all those four legs of the couch and had somebody else help me pull it along or them give a push from the back? than for me to have done that by myself. You see, we have to catch ourselves when we're in the reactionary mode, reacting to something we see or a thought we had. And be sure we begin to respond more to life itself. If you're reacting to the way someone else behaves, why are you doing that? Ask yourself, why do you continue to react to what someone else does instead of acting upon that which you want? Are you just watching other people? Or are you taking time to think deeply about the situation, circumstances in your life to improve your own life? I have friends that are making discoveries, having breakthroughs. They've been somewhere forever and are beginning to pay more attention to the world around them instead of paying attention to what a few meters are doing. Distracted, they're paying attention to their own circumstances, the things they've been through, and they're coming through with these awesome breakthroughs in their personal life to make their life better. Isn't that what really matters? How in the world could a politician make somebody's life better unless they take from someone else? They don't generate wealth. They take from the wealth in nations. They take from our limited wealth that we could use to spend on our own families. That's not helpful. That's destructive. So be careful when you're moving on Monday. Ask, how do I move and why? What does it mean to move? What's in it for me? And don't be stepping on other people or letting what they do cause you to react instead of respond. Everyday people, you're part of a non-moving class of people, huge, billions of thousands.